I'm Alexandra DiTrollio. The office of South Korea's President Moon Jae-in stated that when he meets with Pope Francis on October 18th, he will extend an invitation from Kim Jong-un for the Pope to visit North Korea. Moon's office stated that Kim said North Korea will have a, quote, fervent welcome for Pope Francis if he visits. The Vatican confirmed the meeting between South Korea's president and the Pope and added that the night before the meeting, the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, will be celebrating a mass for peace between the two Koreas at St. Peter's Basilica in which Moon will attend. Hurricane Michael has made landfall in Florida as a Category 4 storm. Reaching winds of up to 155 miles per hour, it is one of the most powerful storms to ever make landfall over the contiguous United States and is the most powerful to hit the Florida panhandle. Emergency authorities stated that 375,000 people along the Gulf Coast were told to evacuate, but expressed concern that many ignored the warnings, believing they could ride the storm out. Forecasters are predicting Michael will remain a hurricane as it moves to Georgia on Thursday. The operator of the limousine company involved in this past weekend's deadly crash in upstate New York has been arrested. Naaman Hussein, whose father Shahid Hussein owns the company, was taken in following a traffic stop. However, it's unclear whether the arrest is related to the accident in which 20 people were killed. The company, Prestige Limousine, has been criticized for having vehicles that break numerous violations and for having drivers that don't have a commercial license. The widow of the driver who died in the accident stated that her husband had said he was worried about the company's cars. Bishops attending the Synod for Young People have taken time during the synod to go over the scandals and allegations affecting the church. Cardinal Oswald Gracias of Mumbai, president of India's Bishops' Conference, stated that while he was leading a group, he could feel that the participants wanted to speak about the issues, and so he suggested they put aside going through the working document and talk instead. Oswald stated that, quote, the youth want an authentic church, we all want an authentic church, and we are looking forward to making the church even more authentic. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.